Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzikit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit. Stay active, independent, and make your life easier with the superb selection of low vision aids, tools, and technology from ILA. We carry everything for the blind and visually impaired, including canes and mobility aids, magnifiers, talking watches, talking clocks, talking Bibles, large print books, smoke detectors, braille products, talking cooking gadgets, voice recognition software, and much, much more. Magnifiers and talking products make wonderful gifts for grandparents and for individuals who are blind or who suffer from macular degeneration, diabetes, or arthritis. Easily order through our online store. Our quality products will be conveniently delivered right to your door. If you need assistance, please call us today, toll free at 1-800-537-2118. Visit us at independentliving.com.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This hour is brought to you by Second Sight. Life in a new light.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Some of the toughest training in the military is actually enjoyed by some pretty tough American veterans who have lost their sight. Members of the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. They spend a long weekend of rigorous U.S. Army Mountain Ranger training at Camp Frank D. Merrill Military Base in Georgia. Activities include hiking up a rock-strewn trail, climbing cliffs, rappelling on a synthetic rock wall, shooting live fire from shotguns, assault rifles, and pistols, and competitive foot races. In addition, the veterans are treated to a barbecue, a fish fry, and a critter cookout. The veteran trainees are all legally blind and from several eras of service. BVA is the only veteran service organization exclusively dedicated to serving blinded veterans and their families. Its Operation Peer Support Initiative, which arranges the trip, helps newly blinded veterans look ahead to the possibilities and opportunities their lives still present through social activities, counseling, and educational forums on benefits and rehabilitation. Learn more at bva.org.
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the Orion Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve injury or disease. For more information, visit www.secondsight.com.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. This hour is brought to you by Second Sight, life in a new light.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
Welcome back. Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the hottest show on the radio, the Blind and Beyond. That's us, the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host. That's right. I'm the host. Believe it or not, I am the host. Believe it or not, this is Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do. If you have a finger, well, you can use it. Sometimes you can push
the button. Fingers do the walking. Remember
that? That's right. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you missed the first hour, well, then you're going to have to go to our webpage. You have to go to our webpage and then check it out. blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's the webpage.
I missed the first hour.
Well, if you missed it, you'll have to go check it out. Check it out. That's by the funny. Way, you can check out any show you've ever missed. There's over 200 archived shows. We archived over 200 of them.
That's a lot of shows.
407-894-1680. Our webpage is blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And by the way, if you ever want to write to us, who knows, maybe you want to write to me. I don't know why, but maybe you would. It's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Oh, I have to tell you, folks, we talked last week about something that you might want to be part of. When we get four people, at least three anyway, that have been in marriages that have split up because one of the spouses left, because when you went blind, the sighted person split the scene, left it clean. And we're going to talk about that. We have one person already that wants to be on the show, so now we need a couple more. So we like to have some men and women who like to be talking about it.
That's going to be really interesting.
So if you want to join,
let us know.
Let us know. So write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Right now, we're going to go to our first trivia. We didn't do any
Michael,
in the first hour.
Michael, what? Before we forget, before we do the trivia, we found out.
Yes.
About Melissa's.
Yes. Listen, folks.
Offer.
In case you want to buy something from Melissa, which I definitely hope you
Independent Living Aids.
Let me say this nice and slow. Independent Living Aids from their catalog. Don't forget to say you heard her on the Blind and Beyond radio show or put it down there. They give you free shipping when you say it.
That's what the deal was.
Yeah, you say radio, Blind and Beyond radio show. They give you free shipping.
All right.
Okay?
Let's go to...
Don't forget.
Sheila's trivia.
Now we're going to go
to
trivia. First trivia of the night. First trivia. Trivia, don't forget, who's singing this song? Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song?
Sheila, did you want to preface this with anything?
Hey, it's for today.
And today is?
To honor International Woman Day.
There you go. What better woman to do it?
Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
Lose myself in the beat of the drum. Try to forget what you done. But honey, this is a battle that you haven't won. I'm busted, taken apart. I've been broken down, left with a broken heart. But I'm stronger, strong enough to
rise. We're live from Orlando, Florida. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680.
lies they cut me. But now your words don't mean a thing. I don't give a damn if you ever love me. Cause it don't matter, I'm moving on. Gonna lose myself in the beat of the drum. Cause honey, this is a battle that you haven't won.
I played it long time for you, Sheila.
Yeah.
I love that's how she's.
Don't give it away. Don't give it away. 407-894-1680.
Everybody knows who
that is. Who's singing the song? Who is singing the song?
I love that song. Makes me want to get up and dance.
Well, did you were dancing.
Well, I was dancing.
You were chair dancing.
I wasn't up dancing.
No.
You and I could have got on the table and danced together.
We could have.
All right,
we got dance. Somebody, Chris.
Yes,
this is a woman's world.
Yeah, we got a couple of callers.
All right.
Right here in Central Florida, our very own, our beloved sister, who I knew was going to call off rip. I just knew she had it down to the T the minute she heard it drop. All the way from Orlando, Florida, the one and only KJ. And then out of Delray Beach, the one and only Miss Linda. So we're going to see who really got
okay.
it.
Okay.
KJ thinks she got
I
it.
Know.
I don't know.
She's got it.
I don't know. KJ, I don't know. Okay, this might be a little bit too
old for her.
KJ from Orlando, Florida. Kelly James. Well, who's singing the song, Kelly James?
It's Cher.
Yes,
who'd
it
you say?
Is.
Who'd you say? You are right. It's Cher.
Congratulations.
Nigel, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
All right.
Thank Enjoy you for calling barbecue. In, Kelly.
Enjoy the barbecue
She's so
food.
Excited she fell off the chair.
You could have said hello.
So, Chris, how do you like that that whatever she was wearing on her head, Cher? First, I thought it was shredded newspaper.
I thought it was shredded money.
I don't know.
Probably.
It's out about 2 feet off her
right.
head.
Right. You have time to do another one?
But
you have time to do another one back to back?
That's about the average. That's about the average size of everybody's hair nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, let's talk to our good friend.
Okay.
Let's talk to Linda from Delray first. Up. Okay, never mind.
She hung up.
Yeah.
She didn't win. So, Sheila, tell us more about Capitol Hill.
Okay, so the three imperatives that we went up there and talked about, the first one is low vision medical equipment coverage. And what that is the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services does not cover any devices with a lens.
Right.
So it won't pay for glasses. Well, it won't pay for a CCTV. It won't pay for a magnifying glass. So we went in there with the preface of this is a trial period of a 5-year period. It's a $12 million project, which makes it $2 million a year, $2.5 million. And they want to see if you can make life better quality for seniors having this equipment in their homes to keep them independent. Because it's going to cost the government a whole lot more money if they have to put them in a facility and the government has to pay for it rather than buy them the equipment to keep them
right.
safe.
Right.
So that was our first imperative. Our second imperative was called the FAST Act, which was for surface transportation. And there's a thing out there that's called a lead pedestrian interval, which they've put at red lights for it. Kind of signals for people to start walking, but there's no sound. So it goes about 5 seconds quicker than an accessible pedestrian signal does, which does sound. Well, we want them to be synchronized so that they go off at the same time. Because blind people don't walk as fast as sighted people do.
No kidding.
And it takes them longer to cross an intersection because of safety. And, you know, I mean, I don't run across an intersection if I think cars are coming. No, I don't. So we tried to push that. Plus, we also pushed for better paratransit services, better ride share, you know, expand the area. Because, unfortunately, a lot of seniors and disabled live in areas that are more rural because they're cheaper. You can't live in Orlando and afford to live in Orlando. And a lot of paratransit doesn't go out to these rural areas. So we pushed for that. And then the other one was the autonomous vehicle. We want to make sure that when the autonomous vehicle is created,
it's created with everyone in mind.
With a little sound.
You never came up with anything about jobs.
Michael, no, you only have about a 15-minute time period to be talking to these people.
So we're going to go to break, Sheila, and I believe our we'll talk.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Stay right there. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travels navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BBR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders. Have you been California dreaming? If so, join us this summer at the LA 2020 Angel City Games, presented by The Hartford. 600 adaptive athletes of all ages and ability levels will participate in this four-day weekend of sports and community. Goalball, archery, swimming, track and field, golf, beach baseball, and more will be offered for those with low vision. Special events are held each evening, including entertainment and even celebrities. We also have travel grants and an accessible app. So mark your calendar for the Angel City Games, June 18th through the 21st. Find us on social media at Angel City Sports or on the web at www.angelcitysports.org.
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the
Orion
Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve injury or disease. For more information, visit www.secondsight.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome, welcome back to the Blind and Beyond.
We are beyond.
We are so far beyond. Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and I hope you're enjoying the show. Yes, yes, yes. Hey, folks, the phone number you want to call in is 407-894-1680. I'd like to hear some unusual people tonight. Unusual. I don't know if that's you, but you can call in. Maybe we'll think you're unusual. 407-894-1680. Lynn.
Okay. Well, we'd like to welcome for the very first time on the Blind to Beyond radio show. We're going to meet Anna Leffel. And Anna is the Senior Artificial Vision Rehabilitation Manager in the Midwest for Second Sight. Welcome, Anna.
Welcome, Second Sight.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
Michael, everyone there, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You can stand up and take a bow, Anna.
We're being a little silly tonight. We were getting people's names mixed up in the beginning in the first hour, so we won't do that with you.
So where
I'm kind of breaking stride because I just realized you had a Melissa, you had a Michelle.
Yes.
Now it's Tanya. So. Now it's your name is Tanya now. No. Yeah. I'm going to give you a name as Tanya.
Look out, he'll rename you for
Tanya.
Sure.
And meet Sheila. Sheila is our co-host.
Hi, Anna. Where are you from, Anna?
So I'm actually living in just outside of Chicago in Evanston, Illinois.
Oh, know it well.
Oh, I'm supposed to be in Schaumburg in July.
I just might see you there. I'll be there as well.
Oh, good.
The ACB, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, you guessed it.
Yep.
So you're from Second Sight.
So, yeah.
We're right now partners with you folks. Yeah, we'd love to partner with you folks, yes.
But our goal...
We very much do the same. It's reciprocal. It goes
right.
both ways.
Our goal tonight, Anna,
talk
is
about Second Sight.
In layman's terms, to tell people... Who and what is Second Sight? And tell us a little bit about the Orion Visual Cortical Prosthesis. How's that?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll let you have the floor now.
And I'll tell you, Lynn, as I'm talking, if there's something that I'm saying that you guys have a question about or if a caller has a question about, feel free to interrupt me at any point. I think it makes it more interesting when people kind of give their questions or give their two cents about what they think about the information I'm going to be sharing. So Second Sight Medical Products was founded in 1998. So we've been around for well over 20 years. But what really put us on the map was the Argus retinal prosthesis. Mm-hmm. And essentially what that was, so it was approved in 2011 in Europe and then 2 years later in the United States. But essentially what it did is provide artificial vision to people with retinitis pigmentosa. I think it was it Lynn or someone else on the show I heard has RP?
Sheila does.
Sheila has RP.
It's me, and I was actually tested down in Miami for the Argus 2 and was a candidate, but I did not go through with it.
And you know what? It's a very important decision. It takes a lot of questioning, a lot of just kind of soul searching.
Mm-hmm.
It's a surgery at the end of the day.
Right.
It has to be something that you're fully invested into.
Yeah. Right.
So it was used for people with retinitis pigmentosa, and essentially it was an implant, which is at the heart of what I'm saying. Second Sight manufactures implants for people who are visually impaired. So with the Argus retinal prosthesis, it would sit on the retina in the macular area, and it would provide essentially pieces of light. We call them phosphenes, but little bits of light, so that you would be able to tell movement or contrast or lighting. And the patient would have the surgery. About a month later, they would come back to the hospital, and there are about 18 to 20 sites within the U.S. and Canada, and they would be calibrated. So their external device, which would be their glasses and their, I call it the brains of the operation, the VPU, video processing unit, is essentially calibrated for that patient's visual threshold. So we want to make sure that the person that's using the device is able to see those spots of light or whatever their visual field is giving them in a way that's comfortable and meaningful to them. So once they have their glasses and their video processing unit, so this is where I come in, and this is kind of, I absolutely love what I do. I love my job because we get to work with the users that have these visual prostheses. So it was the Argus, now it's the Orion visual cortical prosthesis, which also provides artificial vision. And what we do is we work with the user in their home area for at least 2 full days. And what we're trying to do is, if we do our jobs right, is be able to tell, so kind of talk about the device, the two parts of the device, which are the glasses and the video processing unit. Of course, there's not much we can do about the implant that's in their brain or on their eye. That once it's there, it's kind of a set it and forget it deal. It's there, it's put in place, everything is great. And so what we work with the user and being able to, number one, know how their equipment works, but really kind of get to what are your goals with this device? What do you want to get out of it? The neat thing is there's no goal too small. There's no goal too absurd. So whatever it is that you want to do, we work toward meeting those goals with you. And it's a very unique, it's a very customized program. And of course, we can't address every single goal usually within the 2 or 3 days that we have with the user, but we want to make sure that that person kind of feels empowered and feels like they have the skills they need to be able to then apply those skills to whatever their goals are.
Well, Anna, can I ask you a question?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Is this a little bit different than the Argus? Is this a better, more upgrade in comparison?
Thank you for asking this. Yeah, so I didn't do a great job kind of distinguishing the Argus from the Orion. So thank you for asking that, because that's very important. It's important to distinguish between the two. So we started as a company manufacturing retinal prostheses for people who are legally blind, and I should actually say have bear-like perception or worse, which essentially means if you have any type of light perception, you can't use it in any usable functional way.
Mm-hmm.
So you would definitely not have light projection, but more of light perception or worse. So that's what kind of put us on the map. But as of the past really year or two that we've been really buckling down and working with 6 individuals from UCLA and Baylor, we've been really focusing on this cortical prosthesis. So instead of having the implant sit on the retina, now it sits on the visual cortex, which means the eye, everything that has to do with the eye, the retina, everything about it, and the optic nerve now aren't as important as just going straight to the source and putting that implant right on the visual cortex. So in real time, how that would play out is the person is wearing a pair of sunglasses, and they have this camera that's mounted just above their nose on the bridge of their sunglasses. So as they're scanning their visual field and they're kind of using their head and their neck to scan left and right or up and down, that visual information is being sent down this wire to this, that's what we call a video processing unit. And essentially that visual information is being converted into electric impulses, which then send it back up this external antenna. You guys with me?
Mm-hmm. I'm following every word.
Okay. I sometimes lose people, and I try to have them feel the equipment, but I can't do that on a radio show. So the patient has an external antenna that's sending the information wirelessly to the internal antenna that's part of the implant. So mm-hmm. It kind of sits very close to each other. And so it's essentially converting whatever you're seeing into flashes of light that over time, with practice and through training, we hope become meaningful to the patient.
So if a person has no sight whatsoever, these new implants, you'll be able to have what, shadows?
You could say shadows. You could say, so I like to consider it very crude vision. And when you ask, you know, what is it that you can see, it's important to note that before the surgery, you were legally blind, and after the surgery, you're still legally blind.
You
would still be expected to use your dog guide, your long cane, your sighted guide. But what it offers you is just many things, and I can give you a ton of examples of real-life ways that people have that appreciate this device, but it just kind of gives you this connection to your environment, both socially and just kind of from an orientation standpoint, that I think a lot of people miss when they lose all of their vision. So if I had one user that said, I just want to be able to go to a doctor's office or go to a social setting and be able to tell when someone stands up and walks away, and I'm not just talking to the air.
That
they're no longer in front of me.
Right.
Which, you know, to someone that's sighted, it's almost something we take for granted. We don't think twice about it.
Mm-hmm.
But for her, that was really important. She said, "I feel awkward. I feel silly." And so we practiced having. I was sitting. We went to a cafe, and she was sitting in front of me. And I would just say, "We're going to sit here. We're going to enjoy some coffee." And at some point, I'm going to just walk away. And I want you to be able to identify when I'm in front of you and when I'm no longer there, and kind of seeing the differences in the flashes that the implant is giving you, that this visual perception is giving you. And it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of practice, but she was able to do it.
Now, that's great.
So Second Sight specializes in RP, correct?
Used to. So I'm glad you asked. We used to specialize in retinitis pigmentosa. I think as a company, we started to realize retinitis pigmentosa, there are certainly many people that are diagnosed with it. I was listening to, I think it was Michelle earlier today, talk about Foundation for Fighting Blindness, which is an awesome organization,
right,
by the
right.
way.
Oh, so you were listening to clearly, the show.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
I was. So there's definitely a population for people with RP, but as a company, we wanted to think bigger. We wanted to think this is a small population of the overall population of people who are blind.
Very true.
What is some way that really, you know, we can address the millions of people, millions and millions that have vision loss due to a variety of things. Really the only, again, I think a lot of the details in terms of what the FDA is regulating are the, you know, criteria, what they call indications and contraindications, essentially to say what they advise and we as a company determine is the best suited candidate. But we know that they have to be an adult at this point. We know that they have to have some form of useful vision prior to vision loss, right? Because if we're giving you artificial vision, we want you to have some concept, some understanding of, you know, when we talk about a bicycle and I ask you to scan and locate a bike, or you kind of have to have that visual memory there. It doesn't have to be fresh. It could be, you know, several decades old. But that's, I think, a really important part of the training process.
Okay, so someone who was born totally blind would never be able to be a candidate.
As it stands now, that's correct.
Okay.
But here's the thing, too. Because we're still in this investigational phase,
mm-hmm.
investigational study,
mm-hmm.
I'm very hesitant to say any of this is etched in stone, right?
Right.
So
right.
We're still in this early part. We have six patients, which, I mean, we all know an N of six is just tapping the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And as it stands now, yes, that's correct. But I would encourage you, continue to go on Second Sight, Second Sight's website. They have newsletters. So it's Second Sight, secondsight.com. And one of the first questions we always get from people who ask us, whether we're at conferences or we're talking with them, they'll say, has the study closed? Is there any chance I can enroll? And the first thing I tell them is we've gotten our first six patients. So we have four from UCLA, two from Baylor College of Medicine in Texas, but there's no telling whether we're going to have additional patients. I don't know at this point, to be honest. Being in the training part and not doing as much of the research and the regulatory, so I encourage anybody that's interested, keep tabs on Second Sight. They will make the announcement and they'll let people know if that possibility or that opportunity becomes available.
Well, thank you, Anna.
And it's going to be more than just RP, but you said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Other
yeah.
diseases as well.
Well, yeah. we have to yeah. say goodnight, but I hope that you come back on the air and
oh, yeah,
explain
we gotta have
more
it back.
To us, because I love your enthusiasm. You actually sound like one of our other listeners in South Florida. I feel like I'm talking to her. Yeah.
Well, this the fastest 15 minutes of my life.
I'm sorry.
Well, let me tell you.
We'll
this,
have you back.
This has been so informative to me because of the Argus, you know, where I started with the whole thing. So it's been very informative for me. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Anna.
Thank
Appreciate
you for having
it.
Me.
We'll talk
Take
to
care.
You soon.
Have Not a great Second week. Sight.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
She's
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're coming back with another trivia, too.
That was very interesting.
Yes, it was. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialists and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that, upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travels navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Palm Beach Symphony welcomes guest conductor David Zinman and guest pianist Misha Dichter for an incredible evening of masterworks. Immerse yourself in the experience at the Kravis Center of the Performing Arts. Sunday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. Zinman will lead the orchestra in a fabulous program featuring Gershwin's famous piano concerto, Tchaikovsky's Towering Symphony No. 4, as well as the Florida premiere of a new work by composer Hae Kyung Lee. To purchase tickets, call 561-281-0145 or visit palmbeachsymphony.org. Use promo code BLINDANDBEYOND at checkout to receive tickets for only $15 each. Come, be entertained, enjoy Palm Beach Symphony, 561-281-0145.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. And we're going right to trivia. Trivia time. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
And they called it puppy love.
Who's singing this song? And if you don't know,
oh, I
can't tell you.
I'll never know. How a young heart really feels, and why I love her so. And they called it puppy love, just because we're.
Phone number is calling 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? I had the pleasure of seeing this person, I guess, about six times.
You did?
Love this. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With
I
you.
Saw him once with
no,
him.
You didn't.
In Vegas.
Vegas, you saw him once. We saw him somewhere else. It was twice with you. I saw him six times. Not telling you who it is, though.
So, Sheila, you had a little bit more to tell us about.
407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
If anybody wants to ask any questions about Capitol Hill or throw in their opinions about what we should be talking to our government about, please feel free to do so. The autonomous vehicles, the problem that there is with the AVs is, one, there is no way for a blind person to get into a vehicle and communicate with the vehicle. There's no driver. There's nobody manning the vehicle. And
that's scary.
They don't have the accessible platform yet. They don't have the talking screens. They don't have a way to communicate. So how are you going to know where that vehicle is going to take you? And how are you going to know if you get to the destination that you're trying to get to unless they put this technology in before they even start creating it? So that's one thing that we feel is very important. There's also a policy in place that says you got to have a driver's license to be in this AV.
Jeez.
Well, if you don't have a steering wheel and you don't have a gas pedal and you don't have a driver, then why do you need a driver's license to be in an AV?
I don't have a driver's license. I gave up my driver's license when I went blind.
You know, so we're trying to push for that change in the whole package as well.
I think you have a caller, Sheila.
Oh, yeah, I do?
Trivia? We got a heavy line tonight.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to Bayside, New York.
Oh. Bayside, New York?
All right, Bayside. Bayside.
Where's that?
Outside of New York.
It's by Queens.
Oh, was it? Is
that, really?
Queens, yeah.
Somewhere over in the Queens area. Yeah. All right, so that's Lisa from Bayside. Then we're going to take a plane back down to Florida, and let's take a trip over to Claremont, Florida, and talk with our good friend Constance. And then after that, our good friend Dave is on the phone line.
My goodness, okay.
So let's hit it up.
Let's
Lisa get from Bayside.
Yes.
Hi, Lisa. Bayside. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great. Do you know who's singing that song?
Paul Anka.
You're 100% right.
Good
at the
job.
Wow. Mr. Anka.
Congratulations.
Did you ever see him in person?
I never saw him in person.
I'm sorry?
No, she's
You never
no.
saw him in person? Oh, he's fabulous. He's fabulous.
He's fabulous. He is.
He is fabulous. Him. Yep. Paul Anka.
You're in a nice area. I used to drive to Bayside all the time to visit my girlfriend.
It's You're a
nice
first time area. Caller. Really? Aren't you a first time caller? Because I never heard anybody.
Yes. Yes.
Well, thank you for calling.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you for calling in from Bayside, New York. Yes.
It's great. You have a great show.
Well, thank you so much.
You better keep on listening.
Keep on listening. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
She's trying to say something.
I'm sorry. Well, I didn't listen to this. What?
Thank you. That's fabulous.
Well, you just enjoy your Subway. They just win yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. See, it pays
thank
to listen
you
to.
So much.
Blind
You're
me
welcome,
on. Lisa. Thank you for listening.
Give
Keep
your
on listening.
Hold on.
And I thank you so much for listening. Appreciate it.
Give
thank
Chris
you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Tell all right, Lisa, hold on. Don't hang up, all right?
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa.
Hold on, Lisa.
Thank you.
Lisa, I have a fast question. Lisa, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Are you visually impaired?
No.
Good.
Oh, you're sighted.
We like sighted.
Well, thank you so much for listening. Definitely.
We love our sighted friends.
Yes, thank you so much for listening to the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to the show. Appreciate it.
Talk to Chris.
All right, Lisa, hold on one moment, all right?
Thank you.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's constant.
She started to say something her family was vision impaired.
All right, let's go to Claremont, Florida, and talk with the one and only our good friend, Miss Constance. Constance, are you there?
Hi, Constance.
Yes, I am. Good evening. Good evening,
everyone.
Hi, Constance.
Hi, Constance.
How are you all?
Someone beat you to the punch. They said it was Paul Anka.
Yes. Yes, it is Paul Anka.
Yes.
Well, Constance won that one.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Well, thank you for calling in.
That's okay, but I would like to ask you one quick question.
Mm-hmm.
The lady that I think is Melissa, Mitzi Kit.
Oh,
Mitzi Kit.
Tammy. I didn't get a telephone number for her.
Okay, well, I tell you what. Give Chris your phone number, I think, and then I'll give, Chris.
Is it on our webpage?
Yeah, it should be.
It should be on the webpage.
It's on our webpage.
Maybe she doesn't have a computer.
Do you have a computer?
Yes, I do, but I really don't go in it that much.
Okay, well, tell you what, we'll give it to you then.
So I'll take your phone. Hold on. I'll take your number.
We'll get back to you.
I'll do it right now. You guys talk.
Yes. All right, Constance, so hold on one moment.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm going to look it up right now.
Thank you. All right, we're going right. to do back-to-back trivia.
Wait, hold on. Let me handle this first and let you guys go ahead and talk to our good friend Dave.
David, you there?
Hello, what's up there,
Oh,
kid?
I recognize the voice. David from Orlando.
How are you doing?
I thought that was Donny Osmond.
It wasn't Donny Osmond. That was a great Paul Anka.
He knows better. How you doing, Dave?
Late for supper, huh?
Let me tell you something. That was the first man that I ever flipped over as a boy, as a young man when I was, I think I first heard Paul Anka sing Diana when I was about 15 years old, and I loved that
song.
Don't
tell everybody that.
Oh, he was great. Paul Anka was great.
Only tell your friends that.
Yeah, exactly. How you doing, Dave?
I am doing good, but I called specifically to talk to you there, Miss Sheila, since you made your pilgrimage to to D.C.
Okay.
I was wondering if you happen to know what is the status of the government making American currency accessible like every other country on the globe.
Yeah, we have been working with the Bureau of Braille of Engraving with the Braille.
They're never going to change it.
Michael, let me finish.
Okay, you're more than welcome.
Thank you.
Yep.
They have been working on trying to change the money to with some kind of Braille on it, and they have been trying to perfect it. It's just not working the way they want to work.
Well, you know, it's funny. It is really funny because we have all these other countries around
mm-hmm,
the world
mm-hmm.
that have managed to find a way. In fact, mm-hmm. our very closest country, Canada,
I know
that I've been to, their money doesn't have Braille. It has little markings for
right.
like for a 5, a 10.
Right.
It has like an X for a 5, 2 X's for a 10,
mm-hmm.
3 for a 20.
And that's kind of what the Bureau of,
can you feel
of
the
Engraving.
X's?
Yes, that's kind of what the Bureau of Engraving is trying to do. But
right.
for some reason, they can't get it like Canada does, and I don't understand it. Yeah.
They need to ask the Canadian.
Yeah,
you know,
how they
what
do
else
it.
Is cool about the money, too? You know, if you wash American bill in your clothing
mm-hmm.
by mistake,
mm-hmm.
which we all have done, it will hold together usually, but it's in pretty rough shape, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, the Canadian money is actually washable. It's plastic.
Wow.
And it won't crumble, you know, so... anyway, I think we need to pay attention to our Canadian
right.
neighbors because it can be done very easily.
Yeah,
either with the same size bills or with like in the euro, they have different size.
Right, and I agree with you. I actually talked with the Bureau of Engraving when they were at Lighthouse and they were doing the testing there. And
I mean, I think it's more important than just about anything
mm-hmm,
else.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Thanks, David. We're going to go to
thank
break.
You. Thank you, buddy.
Break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away.
Yeah.
What if there was a clinically proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days? 10 days to better vision. 10 days to something new that really works. 10 days to measurable improvement. 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently, thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at AcuVisionAcupuncture.com.
Have you been California dreaming? If so, join us this summer at the LA 2020 Angel City Games presented by The Hartford. 600 adaptive athletes of all ages and ability levels will participate in this four-day weekend of sports and community. Goalball, archery, swimming, track and field, golf, beach baseball, and more will be offered for those with low vision. Special events are held each evening, including entertainment and even celebrities. We also have travel grants and an accessible app. So mark your calendar for the Angel City Games, June 18th through the 21st. Find us on social media at Angel City Sports or on the web at www.angelcitysports.org.
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the
Orion
Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve injury or disease. For more information, visit www.secondsight.com.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitzykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity, and your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, 407-894-1680. That's the phone number you could have called, but now you can't. You missed out. Can't call anymore. Hey, listen, folks, all kidding aside, check out our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you missed this show or any other show, you missed any part of any show, there's over 200. We archive all of them from the first show to now. They're all there, except for two hurricanes. places. And if you want to write to me, feel free. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, right. Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Sheila, you are up, Sheila.
Yes, I completely and totally forgot, and I apologize to the members of GOCB. Our Dine and Donate fundraiser is March 25th. It's at the Tijuana Flats, located at 7608 University Boulevard in Winter Park. 5 to 8, we have live music. GOCB gets the proceeds, and we have a lot of fun. So anybody sighted, blind, we don't care. We have...
When is it?
We're happy to take your
March
money.
25th.
What day of the week is
it? It's a Wednesday evening from 5 to 8. So come, eat, enjoy the live music. Oslo will be performing.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not sure, but I think Dave's going to come and do some too.
Hey, folks, you can also, if you have a, wherever you're having your, let's say, affair or fundraiser, you're more than welcome to let us know. We'll talk about it on the air. That's what we're here for. You have any fundraisers? You got anything going on in your chapter around the country, whether you're in New York or Chicago or Detroit, wherever you are, Indiana, you're more than welcome to write to me, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Let us know or call in, and we'll talk about it on the air.
All right. Well, it's my time for the evening to give you the show wrap-up. So, okay, sorry, Chris. I was just told to put the mic closer to my face. So, show wrap-up time from me to you. So, join us next week, same time, same place, and co-host, you know him, Dave Hillebrandt, will be here in the flesh as our co-host in the studio, and guest callers from Keystone Association for the Blind, Angel City Sports, and Dr. Andy Rosenfarb, the acupuncture expert for vision restoration. All that and more next Sunday.
Hey, folks. What's the matter? You dying over there? What's the matter?
I'm just sneezing.
Oh, bless you. Bless you. I didn't hear you sneeze.
Yeah,
I
didn't
hear you sneeze.
Bless you, my sister.
Thanks,
anyway,
Chris.
Folks, listen.
Good night, everybody.
No, I'll say good night. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
I won't be back.
We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Just 1 minute.
In 1 week, we'll be right back. Same spot, same place. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Stay there. See you in 1 week.
Great show.
Take
Thanks,
care.
Chris.
God bless
Thanks,
you all.
Sheila.
Take care. Good night, all. Love you all. Take care. Good night.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together. We're polishing up our act.